This Israel report is brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you are based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.
The Israel Report for the latest news and insights with Anthony Reich.
Anthony Reich, good morning. Boker Tov, Shavua Tov, and welcome back. We've missed you.
Boker Tov, Shavua Tov, thank you very much. It's good to be back. It's good to see some of these long, outstanding stories finally coming to some closure with many events going on, and of course, a lot going on in the background as well. There's a lot to talk about.
It really is. Incredible amount. And just the fact that the circle has closed with Hadar Golden, to me, is just feels so significant.
It's very mixed emotions. We don't really know how to feel about this because, on the one hand, we are burying a son, we are burying an IDF soldier, someone who has been at the forefront of our conscience for 11 years, someone whose family have been fighting for to bring home. And finally, yesterday, his body was brought back. Let's not forget that he's already had a funeral 11 years ago, or perhaps not quite 11 years ago, perhaps 10 years ago, because certain of his remains were discovered at the time that he was officially declared dead. And the family conducted a funeral for the burial of those remains, a funeral that was attended by thousands and thousands of people in Kfar Saba. So he already had a funeral, and yet his family have been occupied and preoccupied with the battle to bring his remains home. Of course, this has been a bargaining tool that Hamas has held for the last 11 years. And the slight irony in the whole thing is that I saw an aerial picture that showed the tunnel that his body was apparently brought out of. This is a tunnel that was within touching distance almost of the wall that is the Philadelphia corridor on the Egyptian border in Rafah. So it was right on the very, very edge of Gaza. There was no requirement to have to go into the middle and to explore whatever areas. It was right on the very, very edge of Gaza. We have no idea what happens once you go into that tunnel, how far you need to reach in order to go into that tunnel, in order to get to the place where his body was held. But there are just so many stories swirling around. There's so much to discuss in this story. Let's not forget, of course, Oron Shaul, who also was killed in the same incident as Hadar Golden, whose body was discovered in Gaza some months ago, and he was brought back for burial by the IDF, who discovered his body and managed to unearth his body. And let's not forget the Golden family, who have fought so hard for this day. Hadar was one of six children, and he has a twin brother. He was the youngest. He and his twin brother were the youngest of six. His mother, Leah, is a PhD in computer science. His father is a lecturer at Tel Aviv University. And this family have spent the last 11 years thinking about and working and campaigning and canvassing and fighting and battling and bringing to the public attention and keeping the issue on the national agenda to somehow bring back Hadar's body. Let's also not forget that Hadar and Oron were killed after the ceasefire was declared in 2011, Operation Protective Edge. So they were at the southern edge of the Gaza Strip, and they were somehow coming out of Gaza at the end of the war once the ceasefire had been declared, and then they were killed and their bodies kidnapped into Gaza. So there's so many aspects of the story to think about and to consider, but with great and mixed emotion, we are delighted and we are devastated to be burying Lieutenant Hadar Golden later today in Far Sabah for the second time. We are delighted that he has been brought home, that he will be able to rest in his homeland. We are devastated that a young life was cut down. He was engaged to be married when he was killed, and that a young life was cut down. And that has been such a battle and such a hardship to return him home. And of course, the circumstances surrounding his return are also highly controversial, and we can talk a little bit about that. But I think for now, we just reach out to the Golden family to say, finally, you will be able to do what you've battled to do for the last 11 years, and just to lay Hadar to rest with respect and with dignity in a cemetery in his hometown, which is where he deserves to be laid to rest.
Absolutely incredible. It's I can't imagine, as you say, the mixed feelings, how hard it is for the family, because it's so real. But at the same time, this is, it's just peace. It just has to bring them some level of peace.
Absolutely.
In the
I mean, you know, think about what their lives will be after this, because they've been so busy with this aspect and, you know, involved with government policy and involved with international diplomacy and involved with the IDF and making statements to the press and appearing at Hostage Square and, you know, being part of the campaign to bring all of the hostages home. And all of a sudden that kind of goes away, even though we can't forget that we still have four hostages remain in Gaza. Three of them are Israeli citizens. One of them is a foreign worker whose body was kidnapped to Gaza. Actually, I'm not sure if his body was kidnapped or whether he was kidnapped alive and then killed. In some cases, people were kidnapped alive and then killed. Their bodies are in Gaza. But there are still four hostages, the remains of four hostages, who we are fighting to bring home. So the battle doesn't finish, doesn't end here. But the number of people who've been involved outside of the Golden family and the Shaul family and in the IDF and in the Prime Minister's office, the people who the committee responsible for missing persons who've been fighting and battling and dealing with foreign enemies and dealing with international diplomats and trying to get intelligence from the IDF and from other intelligence agencies as to what we could get to know about what happened when they were killed and where their bodies might be and how we might be able to repatriate their bodies back to our homeland. All of that kind of seems to go away in an instant when finally yesterday his body was positively identified as having been brought back to Israel.
Just remind me, was this part of the deal with Hamas?
Well, the deal with Hamas originally to bring about the ceasefire was that all live hostages would be returned in one go. And we, in fact, saw that pretty much. But the deal also said that all of the remains, all of the bodies of those whose bodies were being kept by Hamas would be returned within 72 hours. And the people whose bodies were counted as needing to be returned included Hadar Golden. He was certainly one of those who was part of the deal. So the 72 hours came and went. But the reality is that some months later now, we are seeing a steady flow of bodies back to Israel. In fact, there were funerals yesterday and there will be funerals today of those whose bodies were returned last week. Itai Chen, for example, and Lior Radef. Itai Chen's funeral was yesterday. Lior's funeral will be today. So those funerals will take place of the bodies that have been returned. But the answer to your question, Howard, is absolutely yes. This was definitely part of the deal with Hamas. And the remaining four hostages whose bodies still haven't been returned were also part of the deal with Hamas. So
no,
to the extent
part, I just wasn't sure if, considering this wasn't part of the same conflict, whether this was. But just, incredible.
And it's been very much complicated by events in Rafah itself, because let's not forget that Rafah currently is within the yellow zone, which means that it's under IDF control. And Hadar Golden's body was brought out of a tunnel within the yellow zone, within the control of the IDF. And somehow it seems that Hamas operatives were allowed to enter into the yellow zone along with members of the International Red Cross in order to somehow extricate Hadar Golden's body. We understand that in all, seven bodies were taken out of that tunnel. Six of them were Hamas terrorists whose job it was, we understand, to guard Hadar Golden's body. And they were killed in some event which I am not aware of, and I have no idea when it took place. But those six guards were actually killed, and their bodies were also taken out of that tunnel. And it seems as if, though, even though the bodies were taken out of a tunnel under the control of the IDF at the moment, they were taken back to Hamas control. And only then was Hadar Golden's body released by Hamas to the International Committee of the Red Cross and finally handed over to the IDF yesterday. So there's a lot of confusion about how all of that could have taken place in an area which is under the IDF control. And more than that, it goes even further, because down in those tunnels, in Rafah, in the area under the IDF control, we understand are 200 Islamic Jihad terrorists in the tunnel, trapped. No way out other than coming out through the yellow zone. So they have made an announcement to say that those 200 terrorists will never give up. They will never allow themselves to fall into the IDF control. The IDF, it seems, has no reason or no desire to go down into those tunnels to track down those 200 terrorists who are there. There is this looming large figure of the operations center in Kiryat Gat, which we understand is controlling a great deal of what's going on in Gaza, and may well also be manipulating all of the events that are taking place in that yellow zone, including the events of yesterday, where Hadar Golden's body was allowed to be taken out of an area under IDF control back to Hamas before that body was then released officially to the International Committee of the Red Cross and to the IDF. My suspicion, and I have absolutely no basis at all to make the statement, no fact or no rumor or anything, but my suspicion is that that was all orchestrated by the Americans, who seem to have the most influence over that control center at Kiryat Gat. I think that the Americans are calling the shots there. That, by the way, is a fact. Not a fact, but it is something which has been written about in the press, that the Americans are controlling more and more the events of Gaza through their involvement in the control center in Kiryat Gat. And my suspicion is that all of that was orchestrated under the instruction of the Americans to allow Hamas somehow to deliver this body back. And there are further rumors that suggest that the Americans have assured Hamas and Islamic Jihad that if they release Hadar Golden's body, that they will facilitate the safe passage of those 200 terrorists under the tunnel in Rafah. Now, I don't know whether that is true or not. I've seen that written in some of the press, but clearly the Americans have a great deal of influence over all that's going on, even within the yellow zone. It is true that the IDF have continued to carry out precision attacks against certain terrorists within the yellow zone, some of those who've attempted to come into the yellow zone and who've represented a threat to IDF forces, and the IDF has responded very quickly. But in terms of these 200, and in terms of some of the more diplomatic moves, including the release of the remains of Israeli hostages, and particularly that of Hadar Golden, it seems to me that all of that has been orchestrated from the Kiryat Gat control center under the control of the Americans. That's my suspicion, but as I say, I'm not sure, and I certainly have no grounds to make that statement other than my gut instinct.
That is unfortunately where we do need to leave it, but we can know, and we will chat more tomorrow. It is 8 o'clock. Anthony Reich, Fantastic to have you back. And we'll chat to you tomorrow morning at 7:45.
That Israel Report was brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you are based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.